Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. CardioVasc is a 7-synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 1 15 mL of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. And we're back with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Bob's on every Thursday, third hour. And Dr. Bob, you're a senior member of the Continuing Church of God. You can go to ccog.org. You put a newsletter often and videos. And you talk about major things because I believe your church is one of the closest to the original intention, which is the way of the first three centuries before Constantine took over and converted into the Roman Catholic Druidic Church, as you call it, because it became basically a modern version of apostasy with Druidism, etc. And we need to understand it because without the word of the prophetic analysis of the end time, which, remember, Herbert W. Armstrong, the Church of God, you're the CCOG, or the continuation of the Church of God. Without prophecy, you're basically wayward. It's like a sail without a rudder. You need to understand the rudder of truth and the prophetic word to understand where we are in time and how we can be sons of Issachar. And the prophetic word, how it teaches us where we are in time. In fact, you've written, done videos on the prophetic analysis of what's happening with Donald Trump and how he's very apocalyptic and how close we are to the time of the end. And I believe the next election, which is now less than 2 years away, we're going to see some prophetic things marched out with Jared Kushner, his Kabbalistic warlock son-in-law, at the two-state deal. And the actions of Donald Trump and the globalists and populists around the world, that things are going to be very shocking, but you're tapped into it and know exactly what's happening. We have the pro-abortionists going crazy with infanticide now. We have virtually most of the Democrats either extremely far left or far left, and Bernie Sanders Claus, I call him, ready to push communism and socialism, which is basically Satanism, down our throats. We have Donald Trump, who's a high-level Royal Irish Scottish Rite Mason, who's well-intentioned but not yet a Christian. I call him, like, as I used to work with Focus on the Family, they would say, as they made their statement, that, well, he's a baby Christian. Well, a Christian has to have three things to can indicate that they're a Christian. Number one, they have to have a testimony of having been a sinner saved by grace. Number two, they have to speak against sin that they've done themselves or other sin. And number three, they have to insert God into anything they do, because if you don't do what God's intentions are, you can't do good. It's not possible. You can do what's right in your own eyes, which high-level Masons do, which Donald Trump is, but it doesn't mean it's good. It's not godly, it's not good. So with that little intro, let's get into today's topic, because there's so much swirling around between, you know, Schmollett's statement about a MAGA, you know, attack by two white guys when he had hired some black guys to work with him. We've got the crazy Democrats going over the edge with the old Green Deal, not a new Green Deal, that's completely communist, atheistic, and socialistically evil, that killed a quarter billion people in the 20th century. And we've got Donald Trump, who to me is doing some things right, but a lot of things he's screwing up, because he's not fully under the aegis and the control of the Most High God, including giving authority to his son-in-law to set up this peace treaty in the Middle East. It's all, to me, very scary what's going on.
Well, you covered a lot of things, so...
I'll let you pick up whatever you like. Just you take it whatever direction you
actually,
want.
Actually, here's what we're going to do. I'll touch on a few points that you had, and then I'm going to go to something that I told you a long time ago I was going to do one of these days, and I'll tell you. So since you don't know, to give me a few moments, and I'll get to it.
Right.
Okay, first of all, as far as with President Trump, in my book about Donald Trump and America's Apocalypse...
Right.
I warned that there would be unintended consequences about certain decisions and statements that he makes. For example, President Trump is completely correct. The United States spends a disproportionate amount of its gross domestic product on military spending compared to the other countries in NATO. As a matter of fact, the United States spends more than all the other countries put together times two, and their economies in total are bigger than the United States. So... that's, you know, he's got a point. On the other hand, what people seem to forget, if you give people stuff, they'll listen to you more. As long as the United States is defending Europe, whatever, Europeans are will go along with what we want. But we start telling them they have to spend money, and they want to spend it their way. Now, the Munich Security Conference just ended, and basically the concerns are that they're concerned about Russia, they're concerned about the United States, but they're concerned the United States... is putting them in the crosshairs of the war because of the INF treaty that, I guess I should step back on that for a second. There was a treaty that was signed between President Reagan and Gorbachev to to eliminate the use of intermediate nuclear missiles.
Yeah, but they've been in violation of the rapes from the beginning. The Russians don't give a damn about treaties.
Well, anyway, there was this treaty, and the treaty is null and void, more or less. The Americans say the Russians violated it. The Russians say the Americans are throwing it away and all that. Anyway, because of all this, you've got a couple things. Russia President Putin yesterday was on over in Russia and basically saying, look, Americans, you guys do this. We've got these fast missiles, and you're out of your mind. You shouldn't do this kind of stuff. Well, in the meantime, you got the Europeans out there saying, wait a second. If the Russians are going to put more missiles, the United States might have some missiles. We're like in between if they get in the war. So they're very concerned. So this is kind of one of the things going on. So one of the unintended consequences of the Donald Trump presidency is Europeans are looking to figure out how they can arm themselves. And eventually, and definitely not in the first term of a Donald Trump presidency, but eventually rise up to be the beast power that the Bible warns about in Revelation 13.
Yeah, you can see that happening, can't you? You can see as America withdraws its control of Europe, Europe's going to develop its own space force, an air force, and missile defense system. And to be honest with you, we destroyed 2,600 missiles that were going to be deployed in Europe. The Kaliningrad missiles from Russia are there. The Russians put in the missiles in 1983 in Grenada. They did the same thing, and I was a whistleblower 5 years ago in the Guatemalan-Mexican border in the jungle where the Americans had to remove them quietly and didn't do it publicly. We have La Orchila Island as well as Punta Huerte in Nicaragua with a two-mile-long Antonov jet so they can put in an intermediate-range missile silo. And I have the satellite photos and everything, so I have everything to prove the Russians are in total violation and have always been, right back to Andropov, and they're liars. The only thing America's done, though, under Bill Clinton, is they made this joint strike fighter. I knew the engineers who were designing it firsthand. I know them personally. And they were not a joint strike fighter. It was a stealth missile bomber that could carry 6,600 kilograms and fly almost Mach 2 plus and would have the radar signature of a bird. So the Russians had seen no weaponized missile coming at them or anything or thermal signature, and we would blow them all to hell. And the Russians are, to be honest with you, justifiably paranoid. They have built this hypersonic cruise missile that can travel at Mach 10 to Mach 13, 7,000 to 9,000 plus miles an hour. So the strike distance from Punta Huerte or from La Orchilla Island is less than 20 minutes to strike Washington, D.C. or New York. So both sides have actually been playing unfair. But to be honest with you, the ones that are more paranoid are the Russians.
Well, the Russians are certainly concerned about what the United States is doing, and now the Europeans are as well. But as I was mentioning before, that wasn't the topic I was planning on covering today, even though I have written about it. The other thing before I get to
today's
topic.
Well, I'll tell you why I brought it up, and I wanted to have you expand on this. This La Orchilla Island and the situation with the Russian-supported Iranian missiles by Hezbollah down in Israel is the linchpin that will force the Middle East and America with our southern missile attack from another. Literally, it's in right now today on Drudge that Putin's threatening another Cuban missile crisis because of the situation, and Russia's totally in the wrong on this, by the way, that this is the linchpin that will drive us toward what's called the Covenant with Death, which is an agreement to try to denuclearize or missile defense or whatever. And this is where I see a prophetic side of this that I want you to expand on, because I see this La Orchilla Island and the situation with Hezbollah. And so the Israelis now can't defend against 300 to 400 missiles that have high accuracy, not just the thousands of little dummy ones that they have, the Hezbollah. But the only way for them to defend themselves now is to actually preemptively go after the missile silos put there by Iran and Hezbollah. So Israel now is literally on the knife's edge of a catastrophe, and America can't defend against these missiles because they're within literally strike distance of less than 5 minutes of Israeli territory. And I guarantee you, this is what's going to bring about this covenant with death thing that's predicted in the Bible, that literally is going to try to hold back the hand of thermonuclear war. And you see the Table of Nations laid out from Ezekiel 38:39. It's right there, isn't it?
Well, that's that ties into something completely. Let me try to step back on one of the points, and I'll try to get to Ezekiel as well.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, in the book of Isaiah, the Bible does prophesy that God is going to remove the protection of Judah and the damage to the city of David will be very great. That's in Isaiah 22, verses 8 through 9.
Right.
So we know something is going to hit there. I don't claim to have your military connections, and I certainly don't know anything about what the Russians did or didn't have over there.
I got everything. I have inside contacts in the Pentagon, Homeland Security, CENTCOM. I got satellite photos. I got everything. And believe me, both sides have been violating the INF Treaty. Both sides. We're just sneaking.
That wouldn't shock me.
Now, we haven't placed nuclear. We haven't raised INF violating intermediate range missiles in Belgium and elsewhere, but we do have these stealth bombers. The fact is, the Russians are, in a sense, think that they have the edge on America, but we have space-based and other scalar weapons that would turn Russia into mincemeat. And they don't yet understand that they're actually tempting the destruction of the Soviet Union is a final remnant called Russia. Russia's asking to be destroyed.
Well, prophetically, and this ties into, gets me to the next part where you were trying to talk about it. There have been threats and counter-threats with the United States and the old Soviet Union and now Russia for decades off and on. Biblically, I don't see the destruction of Russia coming. Definitely not from the United States. Now, you and I may not agree on the timing of Ezekiel 38. I do not believe Ezekiel 38 can come to pass prior to the millennium. I look at the scriptures in the book of Revelation, and I see Gog and Magog mentioned there after the millennium.
You've been talking about the millennium, you mean 1,000 years from now, you mean?
Yes, yes. So while I do see prophecies.
You already think it's 1,000. It's like near 1,000 years away.
It's over 1,000 years away. Yes. That being said, hold on.
Oh, okay. I definitely don't agree with that. I'll tell you what I see. I see in the second term of Donald Trump, they're going to have a peace treaty. It's going to be a covenant with death, and it's going to bring about a major catastrophe because if we don't have missile defense systems to protect not only Russian missiles but missiles from North Korea or anywhere, and the defense of Earth from incoming comets, asteroids, and coronal mass ejections. Our society will collapse to something as simple as a CME from the sun or a missile from North Korea that knocks out our power grid. And 1,000 years from now, the technology will be so advanced, literally they'll press a button and the whole continent will disappear. So, no, I don't think we're going to be 1,000 years away. I think the disaster is at the doors. And I think actually, prophetically, I think that our last real president of the United States is Donald Trump. Whoever comes after will be a dictator. I don't think we're going to have a real presidency after Trump is gone. And he's not exactly your ideal president because he doesn't listen to good advice.
Okay, let me see if I can clarify a couple of things. First, it isn't that I do not believe that the disaster will not happen prior to the 1,000 years. I absolutely do. I believe the Great Tribulation will happen. It will happen roughly 3.5 years after the deal is confirmed, the so-called probable peace deal is confirmed, Daniel 9:27.
Which is going to happen pretty soon. I think it's less than a decade. I can't put a date.
I don't disagree with you on that. We're probably on the same page pretty close.
I think this crazy agreement that they're going to make, which is going to try to hold back, which is almost an inevitable war. When you hear these statements in Drudge, you can say, if you're a military expert, and I have them on my show, and I have contacts inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and CENTCOM, the military people I'm in contact with are completely freaked out. They know that this is not a good situation. And they've war-gamed it out with all kinds of war-game supercomputers. It doesn't look good.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get to the timing of this. Okay, let me...
Yeah.
Because you brought up Ezekiel 38, and I want to clarify something. First of all, in terms of military technology, I doubt that there'll be much military technology being developed during the millennium. Okay? I would think that's not going to be the case. So it's not like 1,000 years from now it's going to be, you know, so much more advanced because of that. But in terms of the timing, okay, I know a lot of people believe that Ezekiel 38 is for our day. And I do not. And the reason I don't is if you look at Ezekiel 38, when you first start to read it, the first 6 or 7 verses, okay, that I can understand why people say, okay, that could be here because it's talking about Russia, Meshach, probably Moscow. Okay, so it's not that I don't believe that Moscow or Russia is identified in there. I do. But then starting in verse 8, it talks about in the latter years. And then it talks about something that's not possible now, starting in verse 10. Now, I hear your bumper music going. And when we come back, I want to go into why, not that Russia will never be involved in war before the millennium, but why Ezekiel 38 is not until after the millennium, and why Ezekiel 38 proves it can't be for now. That's what we can talk about when we come back.
We'll have some interesting discussion when we come back. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, an advanced videotape consultation. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutriMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutriMedical.com. Contact us, 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to see, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, go to contact us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice in nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutriMedical.com. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So let's get into this. I think it's really important to kind of flesh this out, because I have a feeling that we're on a short timetable rather than a long one.
Well, we are, except again, getting to Ezekiel 38, though, this is the part I want to make clear. Now, you could, after I quote it and explain it, you can tell me why you think I'm wrong, or maybe, I'm hopeful, by the way, that for you and your listeners, I'll be able to explain this in a way that people will realize, okay, well, the Great Tribulation is still going to come, and there's prophecies regarding Russia and all that. Ezekiel 38 isn't for right now. And basically, if you go to Ezekiel 38, you get past the first few verses. In verse 8, we talk about something in the latter years, so that kind of gets you to wonder. But then down to verse 10, it says they're going to make an evil plan. Verse 11, you're going to go against a land of unwalled villages. You're going to go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, having neither bars nor gates. You're going to plunder and take booty and all this kind of stuff, right? And you're going to go for their livestock and their goods. And you're going to come, it says in verse 13, to take away their silver, gold, and all this stuff. Well, the reality is, that can't possibly be talking about the little nation we now call Israel. They have walls. They've got an iron dome. They've got a military. You can argue if they're a peaceful people, but they're certainly not in unarmed villages. And they have gates and walls and everything like that. So this, in my opinion, this eliminates this particular time period. And then there was another point that I went over in verse 13, talking about the silver and the gold. Well, according to the reports I looked at, and one was from the Jerusalem Post a few years ago, and another one was from something called CEIC Data.
Right.
Israel has no gold. They have zero gold reserves. They have none. And while, in theory, the little nation of Israel could get gold reserves, okay, and so have a reason for people to go and get them, they certainly don't have any now. And even if they were to have gold, again, they're not a land of unwalled villages. I don't see that.
Well, so, they have a wall between the Palestinian state and the occupied territories. But to be honest with you, in terms of Hezbollah and their missiles, they don't have missile defense. They have I've contacted the LA division and the other divisions that actually look at the missile defense systems we've contracted Israel to build. They're inadequate, okay? Even when we went to the first Gulf War, we had what's called a Patriot missile system, which, by the way, the guys at Space Command told me they didn't build it. They jumped over and built THAAD, or Theater Air Defense. And the reason why they built THAAD is much better. It still was so defective, and the director in 1995 told me that the missile defense system would only be adequate after $76 trillion in 2046. That's the estimated time. So the gold that Israel has, and I know because God showed me supernaturally the vision of the oil at the southwest end of the Dead Sea at the Elam Perazim drill site, so I said a prayer with Ariel Sharon's FICO engineer that engineered the oil at Zohar and the Leviathan field south of Cyprus. With him, we actually did a ceremony, and I said the prayer in Hebrew on Sukkot in 1999, and the Lord showed me there was 14.2 trillion barrels of oil that's renewable from the bowels of the earth.
Oil. And I know they have that.
Yeah, and they only have 95% of the world's potash, which is necessary for growing food. So, yeah, they don't have gold, but they have the gold conversion. The gold standard of the world is not gold anymore. In fact, the gold standard is oil, which is why the OPEC nations control our currency and our relationships with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, etc. is tied to oil, not gold. And so the gold of the world is black gold, just like, you know, the hillbillies, it's oil. That's why, of course, the Democrats, the demon rats, I call them, want to get rid of the so-called fossil fuel. There's no such thing as fossil fuel. The Russians attended a meeting in 1951, a year before I was born, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where one of the top engineers showed what's called the gold theory, that the oil originated from nuclear reactions inside the bowels of the earth. So ferns and dinosaurs didn't create the oil. It was created inside the bowels of the earth by nuclear reactions. In fact, the tar balls that came up from the Ilham Perazim drill site, which means God of the Break, the Macondo drill site off of Louisiana, were radioactive because they're still radioactive. If it's fresh oil, it's radioactive. And so, in fact, FICO engineer told me personally, face to face, that the thing that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah was God, of course, being omniscient, allowed the oil field of the area there was struck by a fault zone magma strike that was the same fault zone that goes all the way from Turkey all the way through to Lake Victoria, Africa, and that magma hit it and burst literally much of the Dead Sea that we now know today was the well-watered Valley of Siddim that wasn't a big giant hole in the ground. It would maybe have been a hole there, but the Sodom and Gomorrah had these tar pits that they gained all their money from, and in fact, it was a well-watered valley. So what people need to understand is much of the destruction occurred with Lot and his family as they were taken out, and his wife tried to go back, and that's why they had this pillar of salt on this giant salt dome, 26,000 feet thick, as a big giant cork on the oil at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. Israel's got so much dynastic wealth in oil, it's crazy, yeah, and it's renewable, and it's at least four times more than even what... four times more oil than the proven oil reserves of the entire planet. So what people need to understand is I believe we are really close to destruction. I don't think it's far away. I was just looking at Drudge today. China bans millions from...
I'm not saying that, as I said, there's a prophecy.
Well, not just that. If you don't remove these bad leaders, like look at Xi. He's a new Mao Zedong. He's actually stopping flights and even going on trains for credit scores. And he's using U.S. DNA to track citizens from our technology. If these bad people aren't removed, it's not going to be a nice millennium. It'll be a horror. It'll be literally hell on earth. Literally, a world after a tribulation with a lot of destruction will be even so devilish it'll be like hell on earth here. If these bad people like Xi and Putin and all the other evil people like Maduro are still in power, oh my gosh, the human race will suffer.
Okay, well, but Bill, that's totally overlooking what's going to happen when Christ returns. I mean, when Jesus returns, the nations of the world are going to fight against them, and they're going to lose. During the millennium, Jesus will be ruling, and there's not going to be various people like you've alluded to in charge at the time.
So in other words, we're going to destroy them all, and they're going to disappear, or they're not going to exist.
Well, if you read Revelation chapter 19... basically, it says the nations of the world are going to fight against Christ, and they're going to lose. One of the things that we think all this kind of stuff pictures, and let's just go back to the bigger picture. If you go to Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. The Bible talks about that what God made, it was very good. Jesus warned in Matthew 24, it's going to get so bad, unless those days were shortened, no flesh should be saved alive. And he's referring to the Great Tribulation, which he specifically mentioned in Matthew 24:21. Okay,
right.
So what we teach is that it's going to get really bad, but it will only not be completely destroyed because Jesus will return. But when he comes, Bible says in Revelation 11, he's going to destroy those who destroy the earth. So the world is...
Yeah, that's one of my favorite scriptures. So God's an environmentalist. It's my feeling a little alternative to that, that the millennia has already happened in double grace. And then, in fact, Satan has been restrained and not able to come down to earth until the tribulation. And then, in fact, it was the good people down through years. Many of them died, for example, the Albigensians that were killed by the Roman Catholic Church, and many good Christians were persecuted by the Spanish Inquisition. Basically, what happened is, it's the good in people that actually restrained evil from destroying the earth already. But that battle has been going on for two millennia, and that Satan's not going to get a chance to come out of the prison he's in to whack the human race again. I mean, I honestly think that the end is coming. When Yeshua returns, it says that day shall happen. There shall be that evil shall never rise again. And it's right out of the book of Daniel that when the destruction occurs, that evil shall never rise again. It's not going to rise after a thousand years. I believe
well,
we've actually received...
If you look at the book of Revelation, it says that Satan will be released for a short period of time after the millennium.
Okay? But actually, what about if the millennium started at the death of Yeshua? Because, you see, Jesus...
The apostle John saw the revelation roughly 60 years after Jesus was resurrected, and then he wrote about the millennium, and he wrote that will happen after the first resurrection. The first resurrection has not yet happened. That will accompany the return of Jesus and the established millennial kingdom.
Well, I agree that's going to happen, but it's very difficult to think of Satan getting another chance at the human race. And again, if you have
Bible
people that already accept Yeshua...
I'm going to release him. Okay, I didn't write the Bible, Bill.
But here's the point. If people have already known Yeshua, Jesus, and they have 1,000 years of generations of wisdom, and people living hundreds of years, perhaps, like the years of Methuselah return, so people maybe live 900 years like Methuselah, there'll be people on the earth maybe at that time that have lived near 1,000 years, and they'll have accumulated wisdom. Satan cannot get power because the wisdom and the people of God will stand against him. So the same things that prevented Satan from destroying the human race at the time of the tribulation will stop him from being able to destroy anybody. But
Can I read Revelation chapter 20, verse 7?
Well, remember now, the Bible is not linear. You see, when God speaks at a time space, we try to think, and we always want to insert time even in the spiritual realm, when the book is apocalyptic and God speaks where he comes from, there's no past or future. To God, everything is now. So even when he speaks prophetically through his prophets, we try to line it up in a kind of a linear sequence. But it may not be linear in our entropic world. It may be linear in terms of God's eternal world, which is different than our linear world. So that the tribulation may be the end of the devil. It's my feeling that the evil is going to be expunged from the earth and it's not going to get a second chance. Because if evil can abound after that, boy, are we ever going to be in trouble. I mean, will the human race survive?
In all due respect, if you look at the book of Revelation, and I will read what it literally says.
Right.
It literally has the events in a particular order. Okay. It talks about Satan being bound in the first few verses of Revelation 20. Okay. Then it talks about there will be the first resurrection. They're going to live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And then it says, verse 7, when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, which are the ones we're also talking about in Ezekiel 38, to gather them to battle, whose number is the sand of the sea. And then what happens is, fire is going to come down from heaven and devour them. Then verse 10. God. The devil who deceived him was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, and that's when it's over for Satan.
Right.
So, there's a lot of theological ramifications. I can explain why we believe that Satan will be released after the 1,000 years. But as far as will he?
Okay. What about all the evil people?
This is obvious from Revelation chapter 20, verse 7.
Okay. If Satan's cast into the lake of fire at the end of 1,000 years, what about all of his fallen angels? And all the fallen evil people that are basically held in what you call spirit prison. It's my feeling when he separates the sheep and the goats at the tribulation that the sheep go to heaven and the goats get annihilated. Because there really is no real place called hell. Hell is an invention that there's an eternal punishment that you're going to stay eternally playing, shuffleboard with Satan and drinking hot drinks with Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr. No. Basically, what God does is if you don't exist with him in eternity, you cease to exist.
And we agree with you that the wicked will be destroyed. The scripture is pretty clear.
But will
they
be destroyed
that.
At the tribulation or at the end of the 1,000 years?
It's after the 1,000 years. Because, again...
So the wicked are not destroyed. So the same with the fallen angels. They're not destroyed. It's basically, there's a separation between earth and...
Not until after the 1,000 years are up. Because, again, if you read Revelation chapter 20, look at the sequence. What?
If there's one misinterpretation, that maybe the sealing of Satan in the spirit prison occurred at the death of Yeshua and his resurrection, maybe that's the sealing. And the unsealing is the woe to you, earth, and you see, for the devil has come down to you because he's unsealed with the covenant with death. In other words, the unsealing occurs at the end of two millennia of grace where the church has stood against it, and many Christians have died at the hands of the Roman emperors and many dictators, including the Roman Catholic Church. And then maybe what we're dealing with is the end of the age, because I can't see the human race surviving another 1,000 years the way it is now. And Cardiovascular is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. Penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. So let's change topics. We'll get into that other stuff again. You have a book that you're going to release here shortly about why Yeshua Jesus is a Messiah. That's really important. Let's get into that. And this book, by the way, when is it coming out? Is it going to be ebook or a physical book?
It's both. If you want to say when did it come out, it came out today. It's called Proof Jesus is the Messiah. What was bizarre is I ordered a whole bunch of them. And unfortunately, only half a dozen of them showed up, and I don't understand because we ordered a lot more in our order. Anyway, the book...
you mean the more physical book, you mean?
I have a physical book right in my hand.
Ah.
A whopping six that showed up today. Considering we made a three-digit order, it doesn't make sense that six showed up. But anyway, six showed up today. As far as the answer to your other question, first of all, people want to read it online for free. They can go to csug.org. Click on the literature tab under books and booklets, and it's there, Proof Jesus is Messiah.
I don't dispute at all. In fact, the fact is that when we look at the rise of social communism, which was really atheistic, Satanism, with occasional Cortex and Bernie Sanderclaus, who's a Jew who actually is totally apostate, and Klobuchar and this other maniac that actually tried to jail a pro-lifer videotaping, the so-called Attorney General of California, we're really into deep trouble. When you just look at this soberly, and you don't even have to be a real strong believer, you just look at it soberly and say, are we ever in trouble, God? We're in so much trouble.
Well, getting to the purpose of this book, as American and world and society in general, American society in particular, becomes further and further away from Scripture, and you have more and more rise of atheism running up. Luke wrote, the Apostle Luke wrote, the Gospel of Luke was written, I guess not Apostle, Luke wrote it, and he said that he wrote it so people would know the certainty of what happened. He said, look, there were some other books that came out before, but this is for so you'll know the certainty. In this age where you have academia, so-called ministers, and others, and politicians who just absolutely discount the Bible, don't believe what it says. They want everybody to have doubt whether or not there was Jesus or not. Well, anyway, getting back to this book, as I mentioned before, it's free. You can go to csug.org, go under the literature tab. Our books and booklets show up. Just click on it, and you can read it. You don't have to buy it. It's free. Now, some people might want to go to Amazon to get it. It's $12 from Amazon. It's called Proof Jesus the Messiah.
Wow.
Written by me. My last name is spelled T-H-I-E-L. That's D as in Thomas, H-I-E-L. Because nobody knows how to spell teal because it's my ancestors spelled it in an unusual way, but it's T-H-I-E-L. Anyway, but the book, what's interesting about the book, and looking at the time, I won't have a huge amount of time to go through it, but it is out today. And you said something toward the beginning of this hour that I wanted to comment about. So let me just read a scripture that's in the book. In Revelation 19, verse 10, says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So a lot of people are not into prophecy. They don't want to hear about it. In the past year, a very famous Protestant pastor, his name is Andy Stanley, and his father is actually fairly famous too, but Andy Stanley went out and said, when you've got somebody who resurrected, rose from the dead, you don't need Old Testament prophecies to prove Jesus is Messiah. And don't mess around with the Old Testament, and basically the Ten Commandments are done away. And the reality is, And this book documents it. There are hundreds of scriptures in the Old Testament that the New Testament says that Jesus fulfilled one way or the other, or they're fulfilled through Jesus. And in this particular book, they're all here. I have the Old Testament prophecy. I have the New Testament prophecy.
Oh, yeah, there's so many. If you're a mathematician, you have to say, this, the case is closed, isn't it?
Right. As a matter of fact, speaking of mathematicians, a mathematician once did something about if nine of these prophecies, what are the odds of nine of them happening? And it was something like, I don't know, a trillion to one or a billion to one against. Well, you get into hundreds, it gets it's more and more and more. But unlike some other books I've seen who kind of try to do this, other books just say, okay, they just say, for example, say Deuteronomy, whatever, whatever, and then they'll say Luke something or another. But they don't quote the scriptures. And the problem when I've seen those lists is if you look at the scriptures, it's like, I don't know, what are you trying to say? Well, in our book, all the scriptures are quoted. So you can actually read what the scriptures actually say. And the other part that this book goes into that a lot of people wonder about today is, for example, is there secularist proof that Jesus exists? I actually, when I researched this book, I read a couple of books. I read the God Delusion, and I read the book called There Was No Jesus, There Was No God. And these are things that the agnostics, atheists cling on to, but those books don't have any proof at all. But what they try to do is make people think that there's no proof that there was Jesus. But my book, for example, goes into historical evidence for why Jesus was there, that Jesus was there. And a chapter that I think people will really get a lot out of if they'll read it is called Why Don't All Jews Believe? And on this particular chapter, I actually consulted with a group in the Bay Area. People probably heard of them. They're called Jews for Jesus. And I had them go over some stuff and see what, and I think they were surprised by some of the stuff I brought out. And they had a few points for me to, you know, hone to make it a little clearer. But I think people will be surprised because you say, wait a second, if there's all these Old Testament prophecies that prove Jesus is the Messiah, you know, why don't the Jews believe? And unfortunately, what's happened with the Jews who won't accept Jesus as Messiah, as well as people in general, they've heard it. People told them, you know, about Christ or a lot of them about it, and they have their own set answers. They don't want to look at the details, but they just accept their set answers. And in this book, I actually deal with the set answers, and I go into Jewish writings that basically say, look, if you guys would agree with some of your other writings, not just the Old Testament, which, of course, I hope they all agree with what's in the Old Testament, but also some of their traditional writings, that they would also accept Jesus as Messiah.
Right.
And so that's basically the point of the book. Now,
which is really cool because it means that, see, the problem is that the reason why the Jews actually and the rabbis actually tried to hide the scriptures and even the solar and lunar calendar, because the astrology actually proved that Yeshua was going to be the Messiah. That's how the Magi, who came from Isfahan, my ancestors, knew he was the incarnation of God in the flesh. So, what people need to start grasping.
Yeah, the reality is, if they, for example, is you alluded to this indirectly, and this would have to do with some of the dates. There are prophecies in the book of Daniel, and if you add the numbers up, you come to the Messiah who's supposed to come around when Jesus did. Okay, and the problem that the Jews have. And I go over this in great depth in the book. On the one hand, I went to one website. It was called Jews for Judaism. And they blast the idea that Daniel 9 was a prophecy for Jesus. And basically what they do is they pick some Protestant who used the wrong dates and the wrong years and say, this Protestant is wrong, therefore you can't use Daniel 9. Well, the problem with that is we could argue about what years you ought to pick. And my book, by the way, I think has the correct years and it ties into when Jesus came. But the problem that the Jews have, or anybody who claims to believe the Old Testament, is it says in Daniel 9 that the Messiah is going to come after Jerusalem is destroyed, and the temple is, excuse me, after the Messiah comes, the temple will be destroyed, and Jerusalem will be destroyed. Well, we all know that happened in 70 AD. Okay, so if you're a Jew and you believe the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, well, you've got an issue, then who could it have been prior to 70 AD? And you look at the weeks and years of Daniel start to add it up, and you come to Jesus' time. And even if you don't pick Jesus, who are you going to pick? There was nobody else close.
Well, they tried to pick a few.
Prior to 70 AD.
They try to pick a few that I think they picked after Jesus. They picked several different candidates. All of them turned out to be military leaders that lost control.
That's right. That's another problem. They picked a guy named Bar Kokhba, Simon Bar Kokhba. Yeah. The problem with that was twofold. Number one, he rises up around 131, 132 A.D., which is after the temple in Jerusalem had already been destroyed. So he couldn't possibly be because he was too late, number one.
Right.
And number two, he was militaristic. According to the reports I've read, around 600,000 Jewish men died in the battles against the Romans. And because the Romans devastated them because of this, supposedly up to a couple of million died from starvation, and women and children dying from all this kind of stuff. So he certainly didn't save the Jews. And again, his timing, if you look at what the Bible actually says, the timing of what Daniel points to said the Messiah came and then the temple would be destroyed. And,
the temple was destroyed. The Jews, by the time, after 1,300 years in Babylon, were completely apostate. That's why Jesus referred to them as the synagogue of Satan. The Sadducees and Pharisees were not fair, F-A-I-R. They were actually already so apostate they couldn't recognize their own Messiah coming as God in the flesh.
Well, they didn't do that because they didn't recognize him. They relied on traditions that Jesus blasted. But the other thing was, and this is like politicians or leaders throughout history, you know, they're concerned about their own position. You know, the Bible says it was out of envy that they delivered him. And it wasn't that they could necessarily disprove him, just that he would go against their tradition. They didn't like that.
Yeah, they didn't want him to even heal on the Sabbath, for example. You know, how dare you heal on the Sabbath? I mean, the Sabbath is the Lord's day.
Yeah, and, you know, the Scripture never says you can't heal on the Sabbath. And Jesus is trying to make it clear, look, you can do good on the Sabbath. And then he, to really rub it in their noses, he said, look, if you got a donkey and he falls into a ditch on the Sabbath, what do? You get him out, right? And he says, well, you know, this person that just got healed is more valuable than your donkey. So, you know, be careful about how you judge.
Right.
Well, anyway, so this book is now out, and I got it today.
That's nice.
And again, it documents all kinds of things, and your listeners don't have to buy it. You can go to ccog.org, go on the literature tab under Books and Booklets, and you'll find the one called Proof Jesus the Messiah. There are other ones, too, by the way, that your listeners might like. For example, is God's existence logical? Because in this secular age, they try to make it sound like, well, if you don't accept the evolutionary cause of life and spontaneous generation as the cause of all this stuff, that you're not a scientist.
By the way, the commissions in Europe and in Canada now, many of the scriptures are illegal to say publicly. And people don't understand, they now have a commission in Europe that's going to start fining people for saying things like criticizing Islam. Islam preaches that when Yeshua returns, he's going to actually behead those who won't convert to Islam. That's a fact. We've had Dr. Bill Warner on. Okay, when people want to say it's okay to have Muslims, look at the two Muslims we have as new congresswomen. What an abomination they are. We should not be allowing new Muslim emigres to America, and we should be removing these mosques and these imams that are preaching to second and third generation to do Sharia law and violate the Constitution and fight and kill Americans. 52% of Muslims in America out of 10.6 million set Sharia law above. It was set up the law of the Constitution and the state law. 20% would actually kill fellow Americans because if Islam called for it. That's Americans that call themselves Muslims today from an internal poll. So people need to realize the real issue is Islam is a pseudo-religion that's another Satanistic religion that preaches in the Quran and Hadith that if you find a Jew or a Christian behind a bush, to kill them. It doesn't say you think they're great and or they're wonderful. That's why this one Omar treats Jews, and men, I'm not saying they're all perfect, like our guy Elliot Abrams, treats them with deep disrespect.
She should not, you know, no one should be making anti-Semitic comments.
It's gross.
I agree with you, but constitutionally, you realize they have the right to their religion in this country.
Well,
so even though I don't agree with that, I do think in the United States they have the legal right.
It's not a religion. If you actually parse it out carefully, like the old Warner, it's a mind control system that's 14% religion, according to Walid Shabbat in the Sun Theater, who used to be a Palestinian terrorist. So Islam is dangerous, which is why they have an alliance with the left and the satanic global luciferic, socialist.